This podcast is a proud member of the That Moment In Podcast Network. Check out the network at thatmomentin.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this another edition of Terror Tuesdays here at the Cinema Recall Podcast over at thatmomentin.com. I am your host, The Vern, and for the next several minutes, I'll be looking at the 2016 supernatural horror feature House of Salem. Now, this was written, directed, and produced by James Crowe, and it tells a story about a routine kidnapping of a young boy by a group of thieves. While they await to hear back from the clients who hired them, the house they decided to wait for them hosts residents even more dangerous than them. So let's listen to a small trailer and then I'll be back with my thoughts, all right?
Old houses hold a lot of secrets, Jack. And the House of Salem is definitely one of them. There's something going on in this house.
Something bad just happened. I can't believe it.
Welcome to your new playhouse.
So House of Salem begins with Josh, played by Liam Kelly. He is being tucked in by his babysitter, played by Nalan Bridges, who I thought was his mother. Jacob begins hearing a voice telling him to get out, and this is when people in masks break in and take him away. It's unclear as to why at first, but it's established early on that Nancy, played by Jessica Archerton, doesn't mean the kid any real harm. In fact, she is the only one who ever talks to him in this entire feature. The rest of the kidnapping team involve the usual suspects, including Mick, played by Robert Lowe, and Craig, played by Dean Masbell. These are the main muscle behind leader Jacob, played by Lindsay Mills. The only other person in the team is Jack, played by Jack Brett Anderson, who is there because I guess Nancy has to have a male co-star her own age, right? I'm not really sure on how long these kidnappers have known each other for. Have they had other jobs before this? Are they friends? I really don't know. They seem to have a past, but none of them have much chemistry with each other. They all seem to be people who were hired to do this one job. Even the moments when Jack and Nancy get together, it feels like two strangers who were asked to pair up on a project at work. Yeah, they can give small talk here and there, but nothing else will let me know that these two know each other at all. I wish the movie would have told me who these kidnappers were before they took on this kidnapping job, alright? Now, before Josh is taken and is brought to the house, it is known that he has the ability to communicate with the dead or spirits of some kind. The reveal of the kid's talents was a bit too quick and was something I think could have been saved for later. Within the first 7 minutes of the movie, we know that the kid can talk to ghosts and that he is kidnapped. True, it's never said right out that it is a ghost and it could be a voice in his head. Still, having that element be exposed before the kidnapping felt out of place for me, as is the moment when Nancy is revealed to be the next person of the group right away. Now, I am glad that the movie does hold back the main reason of why Jacob puts his team together and what his intentions are, but I knew way too many things in the first 10 minutes that I could have waited on. There's even a scene when the parents come back to the house after Josh is taken that should have waited more towards the middle of the movie than it's revealed in the first part. Since it was revealed that Nancy is a nice person, I never felt in danger for Josh. I thought maybe since Josh could communicate with spirits, he would use them to get revenge on those that took him. He doesn't want any harm to come to Nancy, but the ghosts don't listen, and so he has to find a way to stop them. I kind of thought that's how the story was gonna go. After it's revealed of why the kid is brought to the house, the movie does take on a good, sinister tone, and I like that section of the movie very much. I just had a hard time taking the uninvited guests seriously. They reminded me of the main baddies from the game Night Trap, so much I almost grabbed my game controller and started trapping them while I was watching it. The sound design, specifically when it comes to dialogue, is something that took me out of the story. At times it felt a little muted when I wanted to hear characters speak. The look of the film was quite nice, and cinematographers Sean Kramer and director James Crowe did a really good job with the colors and the visuals in this movie. The House of Salem does have a good credit sequence, and I'm all for movies that have this because it does establish a good tone of what I'm about to watch. I just had many issues on how certain plot elements were revealed, so I'm going to give House of Salem 2.5 stars out of 5. It's a decent to good movie, but it's not great, and I wish they would have fixed those things at the start, because it's much more scary to have this kid get kidnapped, and you don't really know why, and then slowly it's revealed about why, and it slowly revealed the Nancy character to be nice, then you can find out the true intentions of Jacob later on. So it's not great, but it's not bad either. So yeah, 2.5 stars out of 5, that's my review of The House of Salem. As always, you can listen to all of our episodes, just go to thatmomentin.com. We're on iTunes, Stitcher, Podomatic, Player FM. Just type in That Moment In and search for Cinema Recall. We are on Facebook. Just type in Cinema Recall. We are on Twitter, too. Follow us on Twitter. We are at Cinema_Recall. We will be back with another episode coming up soon. Go on to our site and vote for which Guillermo del Toro episode or which Guillermo del Toro movie we should talk about. Again, your choices are Pan's Labyrinth, The Devil's Backbone, Pacific Rim, Hellboy, and Crimson Peak. So definitely go onto the site, vote for which Guillermo del Toro movie we should talk about for our next main feature. But anyways, that's me, it's the Vern, signing off, and I hope you have a great night, alright? Good night, everybody.
This podcast is a proud member of the Lamb Podcasting Network. Find the network at largeassmovieblogs.com.